Spirit Radio Podcasts.
With just over 2 weeks to go before you will be asked to cast your vote in the referendum on abortion on the 25th of May, we thought it would be important to have a discussion on just different professions that will be affected by this. And there hasn't been that much discussion. And when you think of just the various different professions that will ask to be a part of abortion if the Eighth Amendment is repealed, so from GPs, and then, of course, will it affect nurses in hospitals and things like that? And there's been very little discussion, I think, on this so far. So it's great to have our next guest who feels that it could have an effect and an impact on her work as a nurse. On the line to talk to us, we have Kerry-based nurse Marie Donnelly, who is part of a group called Nurses for Life. Good morning, Marie. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy.
Oh, tell us a little bit about your work. How long have you been working as a nurse, Marie?
I've been qualified 10 years, so I've been working as a nurse for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the actual bill, the draft legislation that we have seen, if the Eighth Amendment is removed from the Constitution, what do you think of it?
I think it's horrific, really. Like, I mean, it's quite a liberal law, and I mean, we're being asked to legalise abortion on demand up to 12 weeks. For any reason, and up to 24 weeks for like vague mental health reasons. It's under these reasons that 97% of abortions take place in the UK. So it's quite liberal.
In terms, though, Marie, I mean, you mentioned it there, just the one part of the proposal, which is allowing access determinations for up to 12 weeks. One of the big discussions around this has been around that women are ordering abortion pills, are taking them without medical supervision, and that's dangerous. I mean, yours is a caring mm-hmm. profession. Does that not worry you, and that surely it would be better in a context of women taking these pills under supervision?
Absolutely, Wendy. Like, it is extremely dangerous for them to be taking them at home by themselves. But I mean, I suppose it's also in the UK where abortion is legal, abortion pills are also being taken by women. So legalising abortion hasn't actually stopped that. And I've heard like some Yes campaigners saying recently that women who take abortion pills at home, who are taking them illegally, cannot get medical help because it is illegal. I just want women out there to know that that isn't true. They absolutely can go and get medical help if they need it after taking them pills. I think it's like really dangerous for them to be saying that to women, you know, for a group that tend to say like that they want care for women. And, you know, I just think it's really dangerous to be saying that to them.
In terms of, and I know that obviously you're representing a group called Nurses for Life. I know there is a group mm-hmm. called Nurses for Choice. I actually I went to try and go on their Twitter there so I could pull up some of their points, but I'm actually blocked from looking at their tweets, so I must look into that. Mm-hmm. But the point is that there's people on both sides of this debate. There's nurses that would be agreeing with you, but there's nurses that also disagree with you, and they say that actually the fact that we have the Eighth Amendment affects the care that they can give to women in pregnancy.
Yeah, and look, I mean, that's just not true. I mean, we've had over 150 nurses after signing our nurses' statement saying, you know, that this isn't true. We came into nursing to help to save lives and bring new lives into the world, and now we're being asked to help to be involved in ending them. Our code of conduct tells us that we should respect each person as an individual, and that we should respect all people equally, without discriminating against them on grounds of age or gender or disability. And if we were to repeal the Eighth Amendment and to bring in abortion, we'd be going completely against our code of conduct, and we'd be going completely against, I suppose, what the majority of us, I would presume, came into nursing, we thought we were signing up for.
Marie, what about the argument, though, that the majority of abortions won't actually involve hospitals, that it will involve a woman sitting down with her doctor, and that we should trust the decision that's made then, and it won't actually affect you in your everyday work, working as a nurse in a hospital?
I suppose, look, it will affect us. I mean, a lot of the abortions, of course, are done in GP surgeries. Apparently, they'll be done in GP surgeries. But 40% of all abortions in the UK in 2016 were surgical abortions. So these were all done in hospitals. 83% of these abortions were done at 10 weeks. 87% of them were done at 11 weeks. And 84% of these abortions were done at 12 weeks. Like, the government are claiming that a lot of these will be people taking abortion pills at home. That isn't true. As we can see from the case stats, I mean, 40% of these were surgical abortions in 2016. So they will be done in the hospitals, and it's going to seriously impact our waiting lists. And, you know, I mean, the HSC, we're in a crisis as it is. and, you know, it's really going to affect the healthcare sector.
What would, you mentioned there just the statistics on surgical abortions, what do you know what that requires, or has the government consulted with various hospitals and those who would be involved in terms of what would be needed from a resource perspective for those surgical abortions?
No, not at all. Simon Harris has told us that he'll talk to us after the referendum, so he hasn't even discussed this with nurses or doctors who are going to be involved in carrying out these procedures. 70% of GPs have come out lately and said that they do not want to be involved in giving abortion pills to women in their surgeries, and they're still pressing ahead.
What about just the fact that in the bill there is provision for things, Marie, like conscientious objection? So in other words, you're not going to be asked to participate in any way in an abortion if you have a conscientious objection to it. So that's kind of covered off.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can say I don't want to do it, but I mean, I still have to find someone else who will do it. You know, so that's not really, really objecting out, because I have to find, even though I don't want to end someone's life, I have to find someone else who will do it. I'm still actually involved in it. The same with the GPs. They have to write a referral letter. If they decide that they don't want to be involved, they have to write a referral letter and refer the woman to another GP who will end the life of her child.
What's the alternative then, Marie, if you're advocating a no vote in this referendum? Mm-hmm. What's the alternative for some of the complex situations that we have kind of talked about? I mean, if you are working in a hospital and you have a woman or a family that comes to you and they're in a desperate situation and feel that abortion would be the right choice for them, what's your answer?
I just don't think abortion, ending the life of an innocent human being, can ever be the answer to a crisis. And I think we need to, I absolutely agree that there's definitely something that needs to be done in this country. We're seriously failing as a society. If the best thing we can offer women is to end the life of their unborn child. I mean, we need to provide better services for them. There are services out there like the likes of Ask Magella, Cura, Anew, Gianna Care, who provide support and services for these women. And we have the likes of Every Life Counts and One Day More as well.
Marie, have you many nurses that have been interested since you've launched Nurses for Life?
Sorry, Wendy?
Have you had many nurses that have gotten in touch since you've launched Nurses for Life?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a lot. We've over 150 nurses that have signed our statement. They've all been very keen to sign up, and we have more just coming in.
So what's the key message from your statement then that you would like people to know?
So that we came into this profession so we could help to save lives, and now we're being asked to end them. I suppose abortion being legalised in this country, it's as of now, like, it's being seen as abortion as a last resort. But it can often, you know, when abortion is legalised in the country, it can be seen like the first option that's been presented to pregnant women. And we just believe that we want to uphold the right to life of the mother and her unborn child and love both of them.
Mary Donnelly, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. Mary Donnelly is involved with Nurses for Life, and if you want to get in touch with them, if you're interested in finding out more or asking them questions, or maybe you're a nurse that wants to chat to them, you can look them up on Facebook at Nurses for Life, or they have an email, nursesforlifeirl@gmail.com. That's nurses, the number 4, lifeirl@gmail.com. As I said, I tried to look up Nurses for Choice there, and I'm blocked from viewing their tweets and can't seem to find a website, because I would have liked to have kind of looked at some of their statements so I could have put them to Mary, but was unable to do so.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.